Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New Jersey transit fares may soon be going up. NJ Transit's board is set to vote today on a 15% fare hike.
Outside of Jersey Transit's headquarters this morning, ahead of the board meeting,
no fare hikes! No fare hikes!
A small group of demonstrators insisting that this 15% fare increase is unmanageable. Now, among those pushing back against it, Hoboken Mayor's Ravi Bala, the Democrat.
Fare riders did not create this problem. This problem was created by legislators over a period of time. And it has to be addressed to them by them and not penalizing average fare riders.
Jersey Transit officials say ridership is still down 20% from pre-pandemic levels. And without the increase, they're going to have a tough time moving the system forward. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, at Jersey Transit's headquarters in Newark.
It's sentencing day for the gunman charged with killing a teenager on a Queens basketball court back in 2019. 21-year-old Sean Brown pleaded guilty to manslaughter and conspiracy to commit murder for the killing of 14-year-old Amir Griffin. Police say the gunman mistook Griffin for a rival gang member on the day of the incident. Griffin was fatally shot while playing basketball at the Baisley Park houses in South Jamaica. Brown is expected to be sentenced to 30 years in prison. A Bronx mother has been indicted for murder in the deaths of her 5-year-old twin children. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says 42-year-old Gloria Asamoah appeared to be a loving mother before the horrific discovery.
There was food in the fridge, plenty of clothing for the kids. School interviews resulted in teachers stating that the mom was very involved with the kids and had taken an active role in their lives. Neighbor interviews described her as a loving mother. Interview the dad, no signs of trouble.
The kids, Gianna and George, were initially thought to have died in a medical tragedy in December, but the city medical examiner determined last month they were choked to death and the victims of homicide. State Senator John Liu, along with other state lawmakers, is introducing a new bill to define squatters in state housing law.
This bill makes it clear that squatters do not have any rights under New York State housing law. That squatters are not homeowners. Squatters are not renters. Squatters have no rights to the property that they tried to take over.
Liu says his new legislation would allow police to act in a squatter situation. Currently, when a squatter confronts a landlord or a homeowner, the squatter can sometimes be treated as a tenant under the law, which means the case would go to court as a case of tenant versus landlord, and the case could be in that system of law for a long time. Liu says squatters taking advantage of laws that allow them to live rent-free while a lengthy court process plays out are a growing problem in New York City. Health officials say that bird flu has been detected in some birds found in New York City's parks and green spaces, and they're warning New Yorkers to keep their distance. The bird flu was found only in a fraction of birds, so the likelihood of a person contracting it is not high. You won't get it from walking past a sick bird, but experts say if you see a bird or animal that is sick, dead, or behaving strangely, keep back. There's only been one reported case of bird flu in the nation this year. It was reported earlier this month in Texas. Police are searching for two people wanted for a series of robberies across Upper Manhattan and the Bronx. In several cases, the suspects said they had a gun before stealing bikes, e-bikes, cash, and other personal items from their victims. The duo has struck at least 8 times since mid-March, most recently on Saturday in Washington Heights. In that case, police say they targeted a 17-year-old and stole his coat, while one of the suspects simulated a weapon inside his front sweatshirt pocket. Cops are asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.